just the thought of what he did for me.
Right.
Just the thought of where I'd be if it had not been for him on my side.
Yes,
just
sir.
The thought.
Yes, sir.
Just the thought makes me cling to stay close to the cross. I'd like you to turn your attention just a little while, if you would, to the 6th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. Beginning with that first verse of that 6th chapter. And it says, after these things, Jesus went over to the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And the great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover feast of the Jews was nigh. And Jesus lifted up his eyes. And Jesus lifted up his eyes. I've gone to the wrong scripture. No, I didn't. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him. And he saith unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that they may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, says unto him, there's a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what among they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men to sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so that the men sat down, and the number was about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples. And the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto the disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. We talk about that bread, those fish, just 2 fish. Little became much.
Amen.
With the Master's touch.
Amen. That's all right. Amen.
Little became much with the Master's touch. As I read here, I was started out and I was thinking, NIV, and I'm reading now from the King James, so I thought I'd gone to the wrong word, but I was in the right word. We're talking about the loaves and the fishes.
Mm-hmm.
Little can become so much when we look at the Master's touch.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about the things that the Lord has done and the changes that he has made, the way that he is able to do things that seem to be impossible. It seems as we look at this scripture, we're reminded of how powerful the Lord is. A little earlier, the scripture was read from where we found that Elijah had found himself in a situation where he was going to be need of food and water. And
yeah.
The Lord told him exactly what to do. He said, go to Zarephath,
mm-hmm.
and there's a woman there, and she's going to sustain me for a while. She's going to take care of you. She's going to make sure that everything's all right for you. Well, he went on to Zarephath, and the Lord had already spoken to that woman.
Yeah.
And told that woman what he wanted her to do. He wanted her to take care of him. Now, she didn't know exactly what that meant or how she was going to do anything for him, because she had a situation, if you will.
Yeah.
You see, she didn't have much food. There was water there, but she didn't have much food, so she didn't know how she would do any of this. But when Elijah the prophet came and arrived at the gate, he saw her, and he said to her, well, will you get me some water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the widow went to get water, and she was about to do that because somehow she recognized that this was that prophet that the Lord had told her about.
Yeah.
So she got in a hurry to go and get the water for the prophet.
Right.
But then while she was going, she was on her way now to get the water, and somehow Elijah said, "Wait a minute, why are you going? Also bring me a morsel of bread."
Yes, sir.
And then the woman had to bring her situation forward and tell him exactly what was happening with her.
Yeah.
She said, "I've got just a handful of bread and a cruse that's almost empty with oil.
Yeah.
And so I can't bring you a morsel. I'm about to make some bread.
Yeah.
Very little, because I've only got a little meal and I've only got a little bit of oil in my cruse.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do what the Lord says and I'll do that." He said, "Don't worry about it. You go ahead and bring me some bread, make the bread."
Yeah.
And she said, "I was about to bake the bread. I was going to eat. My son and I were going to eat. This is all we have.
Yeah.
We don't need to have anything to have after this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were just going to eat what I make from this meal and oil."
Yeah.
And then we knew we were going to die.
Yeah.
He said, "Bring me a little bread first."
Mm-hmm.
"Go ahead and make the bread and bring me some first." And he assured her that the Lord had told him to let her know that it was going to be all right, because that meal, that little bit she had in her hand out of the barrel, don't worry about what she had in her hand. The barrel was not going to be empty until after this drought was over and after everything had changed and gotten back to good again.
Yeah.
And the oil, that little bit of oil that she had in the cruse would not be empty.
Yeah.
She'll be able to have all the meals she needed and all the oil she needed to make all the bread that she and her son and Elijah would be able to eat during that very difficult time.
Yeah.
Very little bread, very little oil.
Yeah.
But that somehow it was going to be changed, because the God of the universe was going to touch. The God of the universe was going to take what was very little into very, very much. She's able to do that today.
Right.
All she had was a little, but she was obedient.
Yeah.
She was obedient, and she loved the Lord. And so she was willing to do what God had told her to do. She was willing to do what he had said. And when she did, little became much.
Yeah.
Because it was in the Lord's hand.
Yeah.
We read here about this young man who was out there and had some bread, just 5 pieces of bread and just a little bit of fish, 2 fish, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow with this crowd that was following Jesus, and the crowd kept getting bigger.
Yes.
Somehow everybody started hearing about what he was doing, and the crowd was larger and larger.
Yeah.
And somehow the crowd not only got larger, the crowd got more and more anxious and wanted to hear more of what he was saying. So they continued to follow him, continued to follow this crowd, bigger and bigger.
Yes,
and
sir.
Somehow they weren't stopping to eat. Somehow this was time now for somebody to say it's dinner time. Sometimes they needed to just stop. And somebody said, "We need to send them away. We don't have enough food out here.
Yeah.
Where are we going to find food? Because we can't possibly afford to buy with what we've got." Somehow there had to be something done. So let's just look at the situation. Somehow Philip came to realize that there was a young boy out there, and he somehow, I guess he wasn't with his mother and father. He seemed to be all by himself.
Yeah.
His mother knew that he was going to be following and listening to Jesus, I suppose. I suppose she knew where he was. So she gave him some food to take with him as he went off. Didn't know how long it was going to be or when it was going to be back, but he had some food. That's a good thing. Mothers look out for him.
Yeah.
And so there he was with this bread and the fish.
Yeah.
And it's almost lunchtime, and I suppose maybe his stomach was growling a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was glad they said stop, because he was ready to stop and eat the bread and the fish.
Yeah.
I don't get the impression that he argued at all about it when they asked him to give them the bread and fish to feed the crowd.
Yes, sir.
I don't think he had any idea how they could possibly do it, but I believe he was just being obedient.
Mm-hmm.
He was just going to let the bread and the fish that he had brought, because he's the only one. If you looked around, couldn't find anybody else in the bag.
Yeah.
Nobody else seemed to have any. He had bread and fish, and he was willing to share it with them.
Yeah.
But so little, just a little bread. Just a little fish.
Yeah.
But that was going to be enough.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be enough
because
he was going to put it in the master's hand.
Yes, sir.
Somehow when he put it in the master's hand, very little becomes very much.
Yeah.
Very little becomes all that you could possibly need. Very little becomes much in the hands of the master.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow if we look through the scriptures, we find that it's so often that Jesus makes, or the Lord makes, all that's necessary out of what we have.
Amen. Amen.
We need to look at what we've got and realize that if we pray to the Lord and talk to the Lord about it, somehow He makes what we got all that we need.
Yes, sir.
We're able to find that it's sufficient.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
find sufficiency in what we have, because the Lord will make us realize that what He has given to us and what we need, it is the same thing.
Yeah.
If we need it, he's gonna provide.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Somehow the things that we have that may yeah. seem to be so little,
yes, sir.
It's something special to the Lord.
Yeah.
You see, the Lord made sure that boy had the bread
yeah.
in order to give.
That's right.
And the Lord made sure that that woman had the grain
yeah.
and the oil in order to give. So when they asked for it, when Elijah said, "I gotta have it," she was willing to do it. When someone came to the boy and said,
yeah.
"We need that for
yeah,
the crowd,"
right.
he was willing to. The Lord had provided it.
Yeah.
You see, the Lord has provided us with things
yeah.
that He wants to build on.
Come on,
he wants
Come
somebody
on.
To know something that you know. That little testimony that
yeah,
you
yeah,
got, that
yeah,
little situation
right.
yeah, 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 yeah.
But that you went through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It might not seem like much
yeah.
to you.
Yes,
I went through it and I got through it okay.
Yeah, right,
it's just a little thing, just a little situation.
Yeah.
But you know what? That little situation is more than just a little
yeah,
situation.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because
yeah.
the Lord can take that situation
yeah.
and turn it into a testimony.
Yes,
it's something a whole lot bigger than just a little thing that you might have thought about. It's something that the Lord brought you through. And when you look back at how He brought you through, it becomes something bigger than just a little incident.
Yeah.
No, it becomes a testimony about how good the Lord
yes,
is. Somebody needs to hear
yeah.
about how the Lord brought you through that.
Yes, sir.
You may not feel like it's much, but somehow that little that you have,
yeah.
if you put it in the hands of the Lord,
My
you're
going
to be able to get to somebody who needs to hear and to know how good the Lord
yeah.
is. I've been through what you're going
yeah.
through. That's a powerful testimony.
Yeah.
God brought me out the
yeah.
same way
yes,
He's bringing you
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
And you'll put yourself in His hands. Somehow it might just seem like a little bit. I went through a little something and I had a situation. But we give that the Lord use our situation.
Yeah.
Little may seem like just a little bit, but somehow it's so much when you
yeah.
let the Lord use your testimony.
Thank you, God. Thank
a little
you.
Prayer.
Yeah.
A little faith.
Yeah.
That somehow a little hope.
Yeah.
A little patience.
Yeah.
All those things. It may not seem like a lot. But when you have a little prayer with the Lord and ask in the name of Jesus, little prayer.
Yeah.
But somehow with Jesus, it becomes a powerful way for us to
yeah.
handle situations.
Yeah.
Faith the size of a mustard seed.
Yeah.
It can move out just a little
yeah.
in the hands of the Lord.
Yeah.
We need to realize that somehow the things that we have that may seem to be so little, almost meaningless, somehow the Lord can use them. The Lord wants to use the gifts that He's given to you
yeah.
for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord wants to use what you've got to help somebody
That's
through
right.
what they're going
That's
through.
Right.
It may not seem like much. That little boy didn't think that was much.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord was able to use what He had.
Right.
That little woman felt like she didn't have hardly anything at all.
Yeah.
But the Lord was able to use what she had.
Yeah.
You may not feel like you've gotten much at all. But the thing that you have, you can reach out to somebody
yes,
else,
sir.
And the Lord will be reaching through you to that person.
Yeah.
As we look at the folks downtown that we go to so often, every month to take food down there, it may seem like just a little. It's just a little bread and maybe something to drink. Not very much,
uh-huh.
but you know what? Those who receive it get not more than bread and
yes,
drink. They get a touch from the Lord.
Yeah.
They can't help but feel it. There's somebody who cares about me.
Yeah.
And there's somebody who loves me. The Lord knows what I'm going through
yes,
and sent somebody by. Somebody who had very little,
yes,
but little becomes much.
Yeah.
A whole lot more than food and water. It becomes a touch from the Lord.
Yeah.
It is stuff that somebody cared about. The Lord
yeah.
sent somebody by.
Yes,
the Lord was using your hands.
Yeah.
The Lord was allowing you to make a difference in somebody's
yeah.
life.
Somebody.
May not seem like much.
Yeah.
Little becomes much
yeah.
when you allow the Lord to use
yeah.
you.
Amen.
The Master wants to use you.
Yeah.
The Master wants to use the gifts that He's given to you.
That's right.
The Lord wants to use what you have in order to touch somebody else
yeah.
who might be going through something. It may not seem like much, but you might be able to go to somebody who's just gone through an operation. Yeah. Sit down with them and pray with them. Right. Didn't take
my
long.
God.
Didn't
God.
Seem like much,
yeah.
but
yeah.
somehow just having somebody
yes,
to come
sir.
In and
yeah.
pray with
Hallelujah.
You. You've been down.
Yeah.
It was just a few words. It didn't take
yeah.
a long. Deacon. It didn't take
yeah.
nothing. Your time was
yeah.
somehow
yeah.
special to that somebody
yes,
that came
yeah.
by.
Yeah.
Let alone the person. They just need somebody to visit
my
every
God.
Now
my
and
God.
Then. Somebody remind them of what God has already
done
in Christ. Somebody
yeah.
to be
so
here, but the Lord has
yeah.
for them. And you
yeah.
got it on. You don't have to be a preacher
come
to
on,
go
man.
And tell somebody
come
about
man.
The
come
glory.
On.
You don't have to be somebody who's bringing the word all their lives in order to tell somebody
yeah.
what the word says about
yeah.
the Lord being there for you
yeah.
in the need of all of us.
Yeah.
All of us who are here
yeah.
know enough about the love of
yeah.
God to tell somebody
yeah.
about the love of God.
Yeah.
All of us. Maybe you haven't been through all that I've been through.
Yes,
maybe I've been through all that Reverend Pope's been through,
yeah.
but you got a testimony.
Yes,
God
bless
you through something. God lifted you out of some situation. And he gave you that may seem like something small.
Yeah.
And you look back at what he's done.
Yeah.
But if you think about it,
yeah.
it's testifying to yourself.
Thank you, God.
Because
thank
wait
you.
A minute. I'm going through something,
yes,
but I can testify to myself
yeah.
because I can look back at what
yeah.
he's done.
Thank you,
I can talk
thank
about
you.
His goodness to myself
yes,
because I can see where I was down and
yeah.
he
yeah.
got me up. I can testify to
yeah.
me and make myself stronger
yeah.
because somehow oh, I know
man.
The God of the universe, the one who created all things,
yeah.
knows who I am. He's been
thank
with
you.
Me in all my difficulties.
Yeah.
You can
you.
Testify to yourself. Well, guess what? You can testify to somebody else
yes,
who needs
yeah.
your
yeah.
testimony. God gave you that testimony.
Thank you,
God gave you that situation. God brought you through
yeah.
and brought
thank
you out. May that seem like something you want to
yeah.
talk about.
Yeah.
But God gave it to you so you could talk about
yeah.
it. God gave it to you so you could reach to somebody else.
Yeah.
So they would know that he is God.
Yeah. Thank you, God. Thank you.
My words may not seem powerful.
Yeah.
But somehow the Lord uses my mouth.
Yes, sir.
It becomes something else.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Not just me.
Yeah.
When the Lord uses your mouth.
Yeah.
When the Lord uses your arms to throw around somebody
yeah.
who needs help. When the Lord uses your testimony
yeah.
to make somebody aware that this isn't the first time that God's had to bring somebody out.
Yeah.
He brought you out.
Yes, sir.
He brought me out.
Yes, sir.
He'll bring them out.
Yeah.
May not seem like much.
Yeah.
This little testimony I got.
Yeah.
This little thing that I could tell you about. It's powerful. That's why God gave it to you.
Yeah.
He wants you to use it. That's why he gave it to you.
Yeah.
That boy had the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But God wanted to use it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to get the bread from the boy.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus could have waved his hand and have
yeah.
bread.
That's right. That's right.
The side.
That's right.
No, no. But he wanted to use what that boy had.
Right.
Yeah.
That boy had it so it could be shared. You had it so it can be shared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God's touched you so it can be shared.
Yeah.
You know who he is so you
yeah.
let somebody else know who
that's
he
right.
is. You've had situations.
Yeah.
Somebody who's going through something similar to what you've gone through.
Yeah. Yeah.
You may have called it something easy and something simple because the Lord brought you through it. But it's a testimony.
Yeah. Yeah.
And God wants you to use it.
Yeah.
Use what you have
yeah.
thank
for
you, God.
The Lord.
Thank you.
Use what you've got.
Yes.
That's why God gave you that testimony.
Thank you.
Satan tried everything he could
yeah.
to tell you that.
Yeah.
But somehow with all the tearing down that he was doing, God would not let go.
Mm-hmm.
God had you in his hands.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
God brought you through.
Yes.
God brought you out.
Yeah.
That sickness, God brought you through.
Thank you, God.
That
thank
problem,
you.
That financial problem,
thank
brought
you, God.
You through.
Thank you.
That family matter, God,
thank
God. Brought you through.
Yeah.
Yes.
All those things that the Lord brought you through,
mm-hmm.
you may have considered them to be something, well, I got through it, I want to forget about that. God wants you to use
yeah.
right.
thank you, God.
That powerful testimony
yeah.
thank you.
Of what he brought you through.
Mm.
It's not small. It's not little. Mm. The Lord allowed it. So that now you have a testimony
amen.
To help somebody else who's going through a difficult time.
Yes.
You've got something special.
Thank you.
Don't feel like you just got to sit back and, well, I can't speak real well. I'm not eloquent. No, no, I can't talk as much. I'm kind of shy. No, God gave you the testimony. He's also given you the ability to tell somebody who needs to hear how brilliant you are, how loving you are, how special each of us are to him. All of that's something you let somebody know.
Yeah.
You got it. Don't hold it.
Yes,
you
sir.
Got it.
Yes, sir.
It's special. Yeah. You got it. Put your situation into God's hands in such a way that those who are able to look at you and listen to you will know you are a living testimony.
Yeah.
God loves you. God loves them.
Yes.
And God wants you to let them know what he's done in your life.
That's right.
Didn't seem like much?
No.
Think back on it. It was a lot. Didn't seem like something you want to talk about? God gave it to you. He wants you to let somebody know about his goodness, about his power, about his love. It's a lot.
Thank you, God.
Little's a lot.
Yes, it is.
But it's in the hands of the Lord.
Yes.
Let God use you
as
a living testimony of his power and his love.
Yeah.
Let's talk to God.
Thank
our
God.
Father and our loving God.
Yes.
Father, as we look back and over our lives, we can see that over and over again, you have given us testimonies.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow it seems that so often we hold on to it.
Yes, God.
We allow it to build ourselves up and make us stronger. Because every trial and every tribulation makes us stronger when you bring us out.
Yeah.
But Father, remind us that those things that we came through are also an opportunity for us to help somebody else to know how loving you are.
Yes, Lord.
To let somebody who's going through what we've already gone through know that you're a God who has no respect to persons. But you're a God who will bring them through the same way.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you for your love.
Thank you, Jesus.
We even thank you for the trials and tribulations.
Yes, God, that's right.
Father, we know Satan over and over again has tried to tear us down.
That's right.
But somehow we continue to hold on to your unchanging hand.
And
thanks be to you, Father. Somehow we're able to get up there and not only walk, but able to run for you. So, Father, let the world know that we're on your side. Let the world know, Father, that we have a testimony deep down in our hearts. Let us not be hesitant to tell anybody. Let's not be ashamed of where we came from. Father, we realize that some of us have come out of situations that we don't really want to talk about. But somehow it seems that somebody needs to hear and to know what you brought us through and what you brought us out of.
Thank you.
Somehow our conversation may not seem like it's powerful. But somehow the words that you give to us are words that somebody needs who's going through what we've already gone. Thank you for your love.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father, for the things you brought us through.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for the testimonies that we have, for the testimonies that we are, and make us powerful enough, loving enough, willing to take what we may have seen before was little and put it in your hands so you can make it a big answer to a problem that somebody else is having in their lives.
Yes.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus, God.
Thank you for your love.
Yes.
Thank you for the testimony.
Yes, God.
Thank you for all that you've done.
Thank you.
Thank you for all that you're doing even right now.
Right now.
Thank you, Father, for reminding us that the things that we've come through are not only to make us stronger,
yes, Lord,
but to make those who we meet and those who we touch stronger as well.
Yes, God.
Those aren't little situations. No, no. Put in your hands, Father, it's a powerful testimony for somebody who needs to hear. All in the precious name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
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 Let us stand.